We're back with more of San Diego's number one source for everything Padres. It's Padres Social Hour, presented by United Airlines.
Welcome back, Padres Social Hour. Getting ready for the first game of this three-game series between the Padres and the St. Louis Cardinals. One of the absolute best stories of this season for the Padres has been the play of Yanher Solarte at third base and at the plate. And he joins us now on the Cholula hot seat. Appreciate Yanher coming by. Try to make this as easy as possible. So we got Nikki here. I was going to translate it in Espanol to keep this conversation going as well as we can. It looks to me like you're having a lot of fun right now playing baseball. How much fun are you having out there?
¿Cómo te estás divirtiendo allá afuera en el campo?
Demasiado. O sea, una cosa que cada vez que ya cruzo esas dos líneas, es a dar lo mejor de mí y tratar de jugar con todos los muchachos, que es el mayor reto que tengo cada día de entrar en una familia y divertirnos lo más posible.
He said so much, though, every time he crosses the foul line, he just wants to have as much fun as possible with his team and his family that's out there on the field.
It looks like that. You know, it doesn't just come across, I think, in your words, but in your actions as well. And I imagine being comfortable is a big part of that. How much more comfortable do you feel now as opposed to maybe a couple of months ago?
Si te sientes más cómodo hoy que unos meses.
No. Yo siempre me he sentido cómodo desde que los padres me han dado la oportunidad de estar aquí. Yo siempre he estado con ellos y sea bueno o malo, siempre lo malo lo agarro para lo positivo y trato de estar conjunto con ellos. La única diferencia es que ahora estoy jugando un poco más, me están dando más oportunidades y agradecido con eso, que es una de las cosas.
That even when he's playing bad, he tries to turn that into a positive no matter what, and that he's been able to play more, so that's why he's having more fun, because he's feeling more comfortable that he's getting more at-bats, getting more playing time.
Yep, no, I think that makes all the sense in the world. What about last year, having to make the transition from the Yankees to the Padres and being traded in season? That can't be an easy thing to do. How long did it take you last year to feel a little bit comfortable, at least here in San Diego?
En el año pasado fuiste cambiado de los Yankees de aquí, como eso era difícil, ¿cómo te sentiste de ese tiempo y ahora?
O sea, una de las cosas, cuando yo me cambio, yo nunca me esperé ese cambio. Yo dije, wow, me cambiaron ya jugando bien. Pero si es para bien, o sea, todos los cambios son buenos. Yo vengo de tres equipos ya y agarré el cambio. Cuando llegué aquí ya yo vi que la cosa era diferente, más tranquilo, el ambiente. En la ciudad me gustó todo, todo me hizo un cambio diferente y mira, gracias a Dios pude llegar aquí y abrir mis puertas aquí, otra oportunidad más.
That every you have to think that every change is going to be good in some sort of fashion. This is the third team he's been with, and he said he liked everything that he got here, this city, just the lifestyle here was just a little bit more chill, a little bit calmer, and so that's why he just felt like he fit in really well.
Yeah, no, we've heard that from many people over the years. Yanher Solarte is here. Nikki from our office is helping us out with the translation for everybody. You've gotten some big hits, it feels like, as of late, batting right-handed, as a switch hitter. Is that all part of getting more at-bats, playing more, getting more opportunities to hit from the right side, that you feel more comfortable hitting from the right side right now?
¿Estás bateando más del lado derecho? ¿Cómo te sientes de ese lado?
Siempre me siento como de los dos lados, nada más. Si es cuestión de tiempo. Si uno agarra más pitches zurdo, uno se va sintiendo más cómodo. Pero, o sea, cuando ya pasa... Ya trata de ver pitches derecho, pitches zurdo, ya se hace más cómodo. Y lo que estaba pasando, ya vamos a ver cómo está esta serie, si ponen pitches zurdo derecho, pero seguir adelante, que todas las cosas están saliendo bien.
The pitcher, he's been seeing a lot more pitchers throwing from the right side, so that's why he's been hitting on that side more, and so he feels more comfortable depending on where he's seeing the ball come from, so that's why he's been batting right.
Certainly makes a lot of sense. What about batting leadoff? That's a thing we've gotten to see a good amount from you this year. You enjoy being the first guy to come up in the first inning?
Bateando primero, ¿cómo te sientes de esa posición?
O sea, me gusta, trato de, o sea, ya va de brindar la energía de una vez, empezando el inning, que es una de las cosas que más me gusta, de tratar de empezar con la chispa y seguir, que el equipo continúe haciendo lo que hay que hacer, pero sí me gusta y daré lo mejor de mí hacer trabajo ahí.
He likes it because that's how the energy gets started. So that's what he wants. He wants to start every inning so he can get the energy going from the guys that are following behind him.
Do you feel a responsibility, whether you're leading off or not, to sort of bring, you know, some energy to the ball club? Because we've seen you do more and more of that this season.
Si te sientes responsabilidad de traer energía al clubhouse, al el equipo.
O sea, son cosas que me salen a mí natural. Yo siempre de que llego al clubhouse, todo es una broma, todo es diferente. O sea, trato de estar con la sonrisa todo el día. Y bueno, ella sabe, ella me conoce, llega ahí. Pero, o sea, a lo que llego al terreno, ya trato de hacer mi trabajo. Y ya es una cosa que me sale natural y trata de que todos se sientan cómodos.
That to him it's natural. To him walking in the clubhouse to start with the jokes. That's very natural to him. And that, like he was saying, I talked to him a lot in the clubhouse, and so he was saying that I know because I see him walk in and he has jokes and he's always joking around with all of his teammates. And that's just that's natural for him. And that's how he likes to run through his process, is keeping it natural and as easily flowing as possible.
I think we've seen that again more and more this year, maybe even than last year. So I guess that brings us to the nickname conversation. This has been going on for some time. We started at Slow Arte, but then you upgraded it to Medium Fast Arte, which I like that. I think it's more fair, if nothing else. And now the other day, El Nino. What was the story with El Nino the other day?
No sé dónde vino ese sobrenombre, pero ellos siempre están buscando de... No sé dónde
he honestly doesn't know, but that they're always trying to come up with new nicknames for him.
Well, anything's better than Slow Arte. It's better.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Sí. Exactly. Sí. Ese Slow Arte lo puso Norris. Norris?
Derek yeah. Norris.
Yeah. Derek Norris. Middle Fast Aster.
Era tú.
Yo lo puse porque, o sea, por los triples que ya estaba dando, más todos los dobles. Ahora el niño, no sé, yo creo que lo hizo Amarista o McKen, uno de los dos.
He's saying that the medium fast arte came because he was hitting lots of triples and doubles, and that he designated that for himself, that was his nickname he gave himself, and he thinks that El Nino came from either Matt Kemp or Alexi Amarista.
All right, well, we'll continue to try and work to get to the bottom of that. Speaking of the doubles and the triples, Matt Kemp's cycle last weekend in Colorado, you're on first base when he needs the triple. When you see the ball, you know, hit the wall, do you pretty much know, I gotta score here. I gotta get out of the way. A little extra pressure base running in that situation?
Yeah. Yo solo quería era anotar la carrera para que pudiera dar el triple. Yo lo más que pude fue correr. Gracias a Dios llegó, pudo llegar.
He just wanted to cross home plate because he knew that he wanted him to get the triple, so all he could do is just run.
Huh? Well, you ran perfectly all the way home and a big part of Padre history. Hey, congratulations on all the success. Thanks for hanging out for a few minutes with us. We really do appreciate this, and keep it up. It's been very fun to watch.
No, gracias a ustedes, ¿verdad? Por la entrevista y la oportunidad de brindarme. Dale que la fanaticada nos dé ese apoyo todos los días y vamos a dar lo mejor de nosotros.
He says thank you and that we need to keep working hard as a team so we can continue winning.
Absolutely love it. Great job by Yanhervis Solarte and Nikki on the Cholula Hot Seat. Cholula Hot Sauce will elevate the flavor of your food with its delicious blend of unique peppers and authentic spices. Cholula, the flavorful hot sauce with the iconic wooden cap and proud partner of the San Diego Padres. We'll take a break. Come back more from the AMR studio right after this.